Alden Smith going to be starting Sunday's game, and what's his workload going
to
be?
His workload will be increased from last week.
Will he be starting since he's dealing with the injury?
I don't know that yet. That's iffy right now. He's made a lot of progress in the last few days, but it's iffy.
If he doesn't, how did Tony play in this last game?
Tony, he did fine. You know, him and DeMarcus came in there and basically split Ray snaps and still had the sub for Justin when we normally sub for him. And those two guys went in and did a nice job for us, played extremely well.
If Ray doesn't play, is that another timeshare situation Sunday with Dobbs and Tony?
Yes, you know, probably all five guys. You know, Justin will be doing his normal thing and may mean that the other three guys will split Ray snaps up, you know, slash nickel and base. They could. Don't know yet for sure. I don't know the answer to that. He's been mainly just playing nose.
Is this one of those games that you figure to be in nickel and dime a lot?
It could be. You know, it's up to them, obviously. But they do play a lot of two wide receiver sets and three wide receiver sets. You know, some games they're heavier one way or the other. So, you know, it could be.
When they're in three wide receiver sets, do you guys consider the tight end to be fourth receiver? I mean, how teams kind of address that? Do they go into their dime when
some teams go to nickel. Kind of all depends upon your personnel on defense. You know, how do you feel you best match up with him within the scheme that you're trying to play? You know, he's their leading receiver, and he'll line up as a receiver a lot too, not just as a tight end. So he's a tough matchup with his size and speed and catch radius, and him and Breeze got some good karma going, and Breeze likes to throw to him.
Last year, but do now. Are you able to draw on that game very much last year, or is the offense a lot different?
The offense is basically the same. I just think they're calling it a little different. You know, Sean's always been an excellent play caller. Their offense didn't change last year. I don't see it changing a whole lot this year. But I do think the way they're calling the game and where they're putting the emphasis has changed a little bit, but not a lot. Not a lot.
Is some of that emphasis thrown to the backs?
Well, they have always thrown to the backs. Anytime you got Sproles, you're going to throw to him. And Thomas 23 has caught a bunch of balls too. Many of them screens. They have an excellent screen game. Probably one of the better ones in the league. And they utilize it at all times in all situations. So that's part of the reason their backs have so much catches. Plus Sproles is lined up as a receiver a lot too, not just the back. And he's catching balls out there when he's detached.
Does Eric Wright take over as backup nickel and dime back?
Yeah, he basically right now will slide into the slot that Cox had.
What have you seen from Eric in these 3-4 weeks of practice?
Well, he's progressively gotten more comfortable with everything. You know, his first week out there, he basically just took scout team snaps, and then the last few weeks we've given him more and more on defense, and obviously more this week now when he's going to be the backup there and take over for Cox. So, you know, unlike some of these guys that are coming off long inactivity, he's not been injured. He knows how to play in the NFL. He's just got to learn how to play within our system.
Is it a difficult thing to do at this stage of the season? Take a guy out who's, you know, been here 2 years, knows the system, and then bring somebody else in who's kind of learning it on the fly?
Yeah, it is difficult. You know, we have a lot of guys here that are poster childs for the importance of training camp. And he's one of the guys that didn't go through training camp with us. So he's not as oiled up as he would be if he went through training camp with us. There's great importance to that time of the year.
Who are the poster childs for being here for training camp?
You guys can figure that out.
Obviously 41st down, 625 yards. Granted, that was against the Cowboys defense, but I mean, as a defense coordinator, when you look at a performance like that on film, you say, wow, that's a pretty nice challenge for us.
I don't know how I'd use the word nice, but yeah, these guys are really, really good on offense. It isn't just that game against Dallas. You basically throwing any of their games, and you know, and having played them the last 2 years, it's just every, you know, they are really, really good on offense. Anytime you have a quarterback of his caliber playing in the same system for 8 years with the weapons he has around him and Sean doing a really good job of calling the game, it's a tough assignment.
Is there, I don't know, we've obviously got such a nice system and those guys have been in place for so long. Is it a kind of thing where obviously they have Graham and some other nice weapons, but you can kind of throw in guys and that system is going to work kind of regardless of it?
Well, when you got a quarterback like that, yes.
Ahmad Brooks doesn't get a lot of the attention that some of the other players on this defense gets. Is he having the best season you've seen? I mean, where is he this year versus previous years?
Pretty close. I mean, in my opinion, he's played really good all 3 years we've been here and since he's become a starter. He's doing some things a little bit better, but Ahmad's been a great player for us for 3 years. You know, he hadn't quite gotten the notoriety that some of the other guys have gotten. But trust me, the other players and the people in our building know how good he is and how important he is for us.
Do you expect to have Eric Reed someday?
You know, I think the chances are good for that. But, again, that's up to the protocol that he's got to go through.
Rick, you talked about trying to alter his style a little bit. You know, his concussions came on similar type tackles. Have you talked to him about that? And you know, so how easy is that kind of to change the way you talk?
I think you can. I think you, again, got to know who you're tackling and the situation and the space involved and the momentum involved. And I think he'll learn from those two plays.
Going back to Alden, what does he have to do to convince you to get back to the starting line? Is it between him and Corey to play that side at Scoot Can? Or?
No. You know, Alden, you know, we're trying to get a nice progressive build up to him for him to where he comes back and plays more and more. He would have played more last week, you know, if the game had been a little different. You know, the fourth quarter, when you get behind and they were running, we weren't in sub very much. If we had kept the lead and those last couple series would have been in sub, he probably would have got the amount of snaps we were looking for. And I think he's ready this week to get back to playing a lot. And he'll play a lot this week.